Les Bouddhas, Dharma et Sangha, jusqu'à l'éveil, j'entre en refuge par les bienfaits des dons et vertus que je m'éveille pour tous les vivants. Om Aum. Bonsoir à toutes, bonsoir à tous.
Good evening, everyone.
Bienvenue à notre rencontre.
Welcome
de
to
ce
our
soir,
meeting tonight,
qui est dédiée
which is dedicated to
à la pratique de Chenrezig,
the practice of
Chenrezig,
the sadhana of Chenrezig.
Ces derniers temps, nous avons
this last few times we have started a
série
dedicated
à
to
cette pratique
this practice
centrale et essentielle.
Essential.
Dans un premier temps, j'ai présenté comment faire la pratique
at first
ou se
I presented
joindre à la pratique
how to join in
qui que l'on soit,
into the practice, whoever we are,
dans un cercle de pratiquants,
in
dans
a circle
local,
of practitioners, in a loka, whether we are
ancien,
apprentice,
même si l'on
practitioner
n'a pas
or elder, even if we didn't receive any transmission.
Je vous renvoie à ce qui a été dit. Nous avons
we have
ensuite
then
fait une introduction
made an introduction
aux deux phases de la pratique.
To the two phases of the practice.
Et, par ailleurs, j'ai fait deux
and I made
commentaires
two
sur
commentaries
les andadas
on the
andanda à la pratique
dedicated
la phase
to
de
the practice during the phase of recitation and the phase of perfection.
Je mentionne ces différents éléments.
I mentioned these different elements so the series can may be complete for the practitioners and students.
Ce soir, nous allons
tonight we will start
avec le manuel,
with the textbook,
le manuel du sadhana de Chenrezig,
the textbook of the sadhana of Chenrezig, which was made a few years ago.
Et nous allons
and
le
we
parcourir
will
tout en le commentant, en l'explicitant,
we will study it all the while commentating it and answering all the any questions.
Deux parties,
there are two
partie
phases, two parts,
qui se nomme
one
sur
on the context called the outline of the Vajrayana, and then the second part
le manuel
is the textbook of the sadhana.
Which
its progress
méditation.
And sequence and meditation.
Comme aperçu sur le Vajrayana.
So the outline
le
of the Vajrayana,
général de la
the general context of the practice,
qui se situe dans
which is situated
les trois yana.
In the three yana.
Dans le contexte de
in the
la voie adamantine du Vajrayana,
in the context of the Vajrayana,
on envisage une tripartition.
We had there is three parts,
Vajrayana.
Three yana, Inayana, Mahayana, Vajrayana.
Ce n'est pas comme
it isn't like
on comprend des écoles particulières,
particular
mais
schools,
dans le
but it is
Vajrayana,
in the context of the Vajrayana.
Trois
three
étapes,
steps,
dimensions
successive dimensions complementary
de la pratique.
Of the practice.
On entend par
what we mean with by Inayana
la voie de libération
the
personnelle.
Path of personal liberation.
Donc, l'accent y est mis
the
sur
focus is
la
put on
personnelle
personal liberation in
la discipline
in the
éthique
ethical
dans le comportement sain.
Discipline
avec
and healthy behavior with the attention, vigilance
vie,
to a life,
saine.
A healthy life.
Et au niveau de la pratique,
and at the level of the practice, the focus is put on, is made on
présence,
full awareness, mindfulness, full awareness.
Qui est aussi
which is also
la façon d'intégrer
the way to integrate discipline,
qui est,
which is
le cœur et le
the
fond
heart and the basis of the of
donc,
any spiritual practice.
Inayana, la voie
the
la
path of
libération personnelle,
personal liberation,
qui est aussi,
which is also
la voie
the path
de la discipline
of discipline
et de la pleine présence.
And full awareness.
Il y a ensuite le Mahayana.
Then the Mahayana.
La voie universelle.
The
la
universal
voie ouverte,
path, the open path.
Qui est,
which is.
Et d'abord,
which is at first centered around.
La libération personnelle,
mais personal liberation,
on pourrait dire la libération interpersonnelle,
interpersonal liberation,
les autres,
on others,
le monde,
the world,
dans l'ouverture,
in
le fondement
and in
de
openness,
Mahayana,
the basis of the Mahayana is bodhicitta,
un cœur et un esprit,
a heart and a mind
ouvert,
open,
éveillé,
awaken a heart and a mind
of
love and compassion, empathy, open to others, open on the world. And the practice of Mahayana is summarized in what we call Lojong, the spiritual training, the training of bodhicitta, the training of the body and mind.
Avec, la pratique,
with the practice of the six
paramita.
Virtues, the six paramita.
Donc, telle est la voie universelle.
So this is the universal path,
ce que l'on nomme
what we call
la voie
also
paramita,
the path of the paramita, because the heart of the practice is summarized and can be presented in these six virtues.
Ce paramita yana, comme
this
le nomme aussi,
paramita yana
est la base
is the basis
tantrayana.
Of the tantra yana,
la voie des tantras,
the path of the tantra, which is specifically the vajrayana.
Tantrayana,
tantrayana, or path of the tantra,
sa spécificité,
its specificity is to be
une voie initiatique,
an initiatory path in which there is a transmission from master to disciple in a lineage of transmission which is uninterrupted. And in this initiatory transmission, the Vajrayana has different yoga. Different yoga,
le yoga de la déité,
like the yoga of the deity, and it's in this where we can find the sadhana of Shenrezi or other yoga,
tantric
yoga, like the six yoga of Niguma, Narupa,
yoga,
yoga
Sanuntile, du corps subtil,
of the subtle body, which with its architecture, breath and bindu.
Donc, ainsi parle-t-on des trois yanas.
So with these three yanas,
et il est important de
it is important to understand
Mahayana,
that Mahayana, Paramitayana, and Mahayana, Vajrayana, operate together.
L'un est la base de
l'autre. One is the basis of
et,
the other.
Ils ne sont pas
and they are not
séparés.
Separated.
Et finalement, globalement, les trois yanas
these three yanas
sont
are
des dimensions complémentaires
complementary dimensions of the practice.
Récemment, pour
recently,
présenter
to present things in a simple way, in a modern Western context, I presented these three parts, paths, the universal secular path, the universal path of the Dharma, Buddhist, and the initiatory path. So this presentation can be linked with the other, but the first, but it puts into perspective the secular aspect of it. We mean with secular, non-confessional.
Dans les unions bouddhistes, l'Union bouddhiste européenne et d'autres.
Non-confessional.
Non-dogmatic.
Non-dogmatic.
En ce sens,
and in this sense,
non-religieux.
Non-religious.
Alors,
We can have a long debate on what we call religion. But secular in the sense of non-confessional and agnostic, that is, which isn't determined by a dogma which can be inscribed, which can be inscribed in the conceptual formulation. It is a way of saying that this universal secular path is not really different from the universal Buddhist path, but
d'une parlance qui peut sembler exotique pour être mieux compris par l'auditoire, les auditeurs d'aujourd'hui. Dans ce contexte,
so in this context, we can tackle this sadhana of Shenrezig.
Sadhana,
sadhana means way of practicing. It is a method. It is a particular yoga, yoga of the deity. The yoga,
yoga signifie union,
which means union.
Nelma Lajorwa, Tibetan. Union à l'état naturel,
union in the natural state, union
de la non-dualité,
of non-duality,
union
of the two parts of duality in the realization, in the non-dualist realization.
C'est le propos du yoga de la déité. Une considération d'abord sur ce que
at first, a consideration on what we mean when we call when we say deity.
Donc d'abord pour continuer,
at first, to continue
dans la
in the
de la voie laïque,
to continue in the secular aspect, the Dharma is situated
at the domaines.
At the center of a cross between two domains, between religion, philosophy, and science.
On peut débattre beaucoup de
we can debate
dans les définitions,
on the definitions of, of these three words, but in a simple way,
c'est une religion,
it is a religion, non-theist religion, it is an operative philosophy.
Et c'est une science,
and it is
de l'esprit,
a science of the mind,
de la cognition,
a cognitive science.
Dans ce contexte,
in this context,
et je viens de dire une religion non-théiste,
a non-theist religion,
je vais vous présenter la notion de déité.
And now I have to present to you the notion of deity.
Voyez,
you may think that it is a bit that it's, that it's a contradiction, but no. The delicate question here to start is what we mean when we talk about God.
Ce que l'on entend par Dieu. Qui est Dieu?
Who is God?
Qu'est-ce que Dieu?
What is God?
Dieu, qu'est-ce que c'est, que c'est, que ça, que c'est. Beaucoup de définitions.
A lot of
définitions.
Definitions.
Catholic.
Muslim.
Des définitions. Juive.
Jewish.
Dans les monothéismes.
In the monotheism.
Je ne vais pas entrer
I will not enter in this discussion that can be long
difficile.
And difficult.
ce que le dharma,
what the Dharma rejects
c'est l'anthropomorphisme.
Is the anthropomorphism.
L'anthropomorphisme grossier,
basic,
subtil ou
subtle
grossier,
or fundamental. Basic,
barbu,
the old
subtil,
man with a beard, subtle, the god
humaine,
which intervenes in history to, at the crucial moment of the battle, so the chosen people may win, or fundamental anthropomorphism, that is, in duality, God other, supernatural God,
vécu dans la
God
conscience
lived
du être,
in the dual consciousness
at
the image of the dual consciousness. So it is the fundamental notion that is the most subtle and delicate.
Le dharma récuse ces
the Dharma rejects these notions anthropomorphism
en mode personnel,
in a personal mode, individual.
Bref. Maintenant,
now,
si l'on
if we
n'entend pas
mean
Dieu,
when we talk about God,
l'absolute,
the absolute,
nos amis musulmans,
and our Muslim friends wouldn't mind,
l'absolu,
the absolute,
l'unicité absolue,
unity, absolute
un,
unity,
non deux et trine.
One, non two and
et
three.
D'abord, ce qui est important, c'est non deux.
At first, what is the most important is non two. It isn't.
C'est un un sans deux.
It is a one without two.
Un sans autre.
L'absolu one without
sans autre.
Another. The absolute
que,
without another.
En ce sens,
in this sense,
Dieu est simplement
God is simply a name
pour,
to
l'omniprésence.
For omnipresence.
L'absolu, omniprésence qui
absolute
embrasse,
omnipresence,
pénètre,
which penetrates
toute chose, qui est
everything.
Diffus, omniprésent. Quand on a dit omniprésent, tout est dit.
When we say omnipresence, we say everything.
Et l'omniprésence est absolue.
Omnipresence
et
is
est omniprésent.
Absolute, and, and the absolute is omnipresent.
Et cet absolu,
and this absolute,
omniprésent,
omnipresence,
dans le
in,
dharma,
in the Dharma,
se dit la claire lumière.
Is called clear light.
Alors, chez les théistes,
in the theist,
Dieu est lumière.
God is light.
Et l'étymologie même de Dieu est lumière. Mais la lumière dont nous parlons,
the light that we are talking about,
est la lumière,
is
la claire lumière,
the clear light,
qui est une
which is
clarté,
a clarity.
Non pas une clarté
not
physique,
a physical clarity.
Une luminosité, une lucidité, c'est une
it
une
is
clarté spirituelle,
a spiritual clarity,
qui se comprend en elle-même,
which understands
dans
itself
une expérience non-dualiste.
In a non-dualist
c'est le
experience.
Niveau
it is the fundamental level
du souffle énergie,
of the
clair lumière,
breath energy,
infuse, diffuse,
clear light,
omnipresent
in everything.
C'est ce que l'on
it is what we call
dharma,
in the Dharma
la nature
simply
de Buddha.
The nature of the Buddha.
Alors, si l'on entend
so if we
véritablement
mean
absolu,
that God is absolute, like I just said,
et
omnipresent,
la nature de Buddha,
the nature
cette
the nature of the Buddha and this clear light, we have a good syllogism which makes the equation between God and nature, just like Spinoza used to say. It isn't the understanding, the common understanding. So to prevent any confusion, rather than talk about God, we talk about deity. Just like the doctor of the church, the most Buddhist that I know, Maître Eckhart, he made the distinction between God and deity. The deity is the absolute beyond God.
Lorsque nous parlons de déité,
when we talk about deity,
c'est de cet absolu,
it is of this absolute
Dieu,
beyond God,
absolu,
absolute
omnipresent, cette, claire lumière,
this clear light
qui repose en elle-même, en la non-dualité.
In non-duality, clear light, non-dualist.
Maintenant, dans le Dharma,
now in the Dharma,
de
we have a lot of deities.
Alors, certains diront,
some would say the Buddhists are polytheists.
Polytheists. Ils sont, qu'est-ce qu'il y a encore? Regarde toutes ces catégories, panthéistes, polythéistes, etc. Ce sont des catégories qui ont été inventées par l'apologétique monothéiste, c'est-à-dire
these categories
pour la défense de la foi.
Were invented by the
ils ont inventé des catégories pour récuser tout ce qui n'était pas leur vision.
Apologetic way.
Et ça n'a pas beaucoup de sens et c'est des questions de
it doesn't definition. Make a lot of sense and it's always a question of definition. The Dharma is not
is
neither is not polytheistic
la claire lumière fondamentale,
but the fundamental clear light
fond
this universal basis
est susceptible d'être
is susceptible to be perceived in these
dans son essence,
various qualities
au-delà de tout nom, de toute forme,
beyond all name and form specificity all the determination.
L'on en peut percevoir
we cannot perceive
reflet,
only a reflection
si
of its qualities as if
lumière,
the clear light
au travers
passed through a prism
qui
which
la lumière,
diffracting the light
dans le spectre
makes it appear in the scepter of the coloration from the
bleu,
infrared,
vert, jaune, rouge. Et donc ces colorations
blue,
de la claire lumière
green,
sont ces
red,
qualités et il peut y en avoir on peut en distinguer
we can distinguish after an unlimited number of them.
Sont différents aspects de l'absolu.
They are different aspects of
deité dans le
the absolute. Each deity is a quality of the absolute, an aspect of it.
Et aussi
and also
une voie et une porte
a
de
path, a door of
réalisation,
realization of it.
Pourquoi
why
cette diversité, pourquoi
this
cette
variety, multiplicity?
Pour mieux exprimer
to express better
la richesse,
the richness,
la variété,
variety,
et aussi pour
and also to
aider chacun selon
to help
besoins.
Each and every one of us concern, depending on its needs.
It's des sensibilités, des mentalités de diverses personnes, quelles qu'elles soient.
It corresponds to the to the diverse mentality, receptivity of each and every one of us. In its infinite compassion, the Buddha,
l'activité éveillée,
the enlightened activity,
manifestation illimitée,
has multiple
chacun selon ses besoins.
Has multiple aspects to help each and every one of us, depending on its needs. After these considerations, it would be important, it would be interesting to listen in detail the Tibetan term for deity, Yidam.
Yidam dit Kha. Kha a le sens de Dieu. Il s'appelle toutes sortes de dieux, y compris les dieux du samsara. Mais ce qui est important, c'est Yidam.
What is important is Yidam.
Et Yidam est employé aussi
and Yidam is also used to express
déité,
the
la déité,
deity
de méditation,
of meditation
ou la déité d'élection
or the elective meditation
avec laquelle on a
in which we have an affinity. We have a link with that we follow particularly in this depending on our receptivity. So, Yidam.
Yidam
can be explained.
Ce qui peut se
which can be
traduire à trois niveaux. Le premier niveau, c'est
the first level is
la déité,
the deity in which we
notre esprit
our
se
mind
consacre.
Is dedicates itself to.
On se consacre
we dedicate ourselves
on a,
to the deity.
Elle nous inspire.
It inspires
et,
us.
L'éveil.
It is enlightenment. It is the expression of enlightenment in which we feel linked to the deity that we dedicate ourselves to. And it is how the practice starts, usually. The second level means the deity that we
notre esprit, se lie.
That our mind is linked to.
Dans le premier niveau, j'aurais pu
in the first level, I could have said the deity that our mind dedicates itself to. And the second, it's the deity
esprit,
that the mind is linked with, linked to.
La pratique,
it is in the practice, the familiarization. In an integration and our mind is linked to the deity. It is an interpenetration, reversed interpenetration. The deity lives in us and we live in its presence. It is present in our life and it lives in us and we live in its presence. There is this
rencontre,
meeting,
ce lien
this link, essential link that is established.
Et le troisième
and the third level
se traduirait comme
can be translated
la
with
déité de
the
l'esprit.
Deity of the mind.
Ça n'est plus
it is no longer
extérieur.
An exterior deity.
Ça n'est même plus
it isn't a deity
in
which
lié,
we are linked to. It lives in us and we live in its presence. It is the deity of the mind, that is, the nature, the pure nature of the mind, which is the one of the deity. It is this third level, the one of the one of. The ultimate realization, there is in this three levels a progression
dans la
in the understanding, but most of all the experience is the key to understanding, to understand well this dynamic and progression.
Encore deux points importants.
Two important points.
Tous les aspects de la déité.
All the aspects of the deity have the same value.
Ils sont tous.
They all.
Une expression de l'absolu.
The expression of the absolute.
Ils se valent fondamentalement.
They fundamentally have the same value.
Ils peuvent avoir pour
and
nous
they
une valeur
may have for us a particular value depending on our receptivity.
Mais ce qui est important,
what is important, and this is a fundamental point in the yogic path, it's to know
pratiquer un yidam.
Truly how to practice one idam by preventing any playing in the field. This is what we see in all the in Tibet. First one deity, then another, then a third, and etc.
La liste est peut-être extrêmement longue. C'est bien.
It is good if we find a source of inspiration and brings us to the practice, but this sort of zapping or playing in the field doesn't allow to really enter deeper into the practice. What is important is to know to dedicate ourselves to a yidam, to familiarize to this one, that it inhabits us, lives in us, and that we live really in its presence. And this is we have to dedicate ourselves to the practice.
Les Indiens pratiquaient un yidam et en réalisaient
cent. And the Indian used to
realize aucun.
Practice one and realize 100, and the Tibetan practice 100 and realize none. This was a Tibetan saying. It is a bit extreme, but it's to show that if we practice superficially 100, we realize none. This is an important point. And so in our context, we focus on the practice of Shenrezi, the Buddha of kindness, compassion, empathy, love. It is a universal yidam.
Bon pour tous,
good for
bon
all,
dans tous les cas.
And good in any case.
C'est pour cela que
and that's why Vajradhara Kalu Rinpoche encouraged this practice in a general way in the world and in the different centers that he created. But it is also in the Tibetan tradition a way of doing things, a classical way, in a lot of different yogi. A last point is the importance of transmission.
Shenrezi,
or any practice of the Vajrayana, is, like we said, an initiatory path. That is, it requires an initiation. And the practice is shouldn't be communicated outside a transmission. The practice of Shenrezi is particular because it is at the frontier of the Vajrayana and Mahayana, and it can be tackled without any specific transmission, but to really enter in its interior dimension. The transmission is important and even essential, indispensable. The transmission, inspiration, is linked to the initiatory initiation. This initiation establishes the connection, the link, and animates the practice. Vajradhara Kalu Rinpoche used to say that if our mind was like a bulb of light, and if Shenrezi was like the primitive source of the energy, the chain of transmission, the lignage, would be in the image, the cables that from the central system arrives to the bulb, and the initiation has the role of the switch that connects us. If the connection is made, the bulb lights up. If lignage is cut, if the connection is not made, the current doesn't pass through, and the inspiration, the spiritual influence, is not operative. But simply to we have expressed its role and importance. I give you the floor to ask any questions, make any remarks or observations.
Ici ou ailleurs.
You say that the practice of Shenrezi is at the frontier between Mahayana and Vajrayana. Why? What makes others different? All of them are, but Shenrezi is particular in the sense that Shenrezi is the love, compassion in person. And love and compassion is the basis, the foundation of Mahayana. The Hinayana becomes the practice of the Mahayana when the path of the Hinayana is coupled with love and compassion. A universal responsibility turned towards the good of all. And the heart of the Mahayana is in the practice of the spiritual training, Lojong, which is in different ways associated with Shenrezi. We enter at first in the training of the mind in an universal way, and we discover then its practice, which is animated in the presence of Shenrezi, and we practice, for example, Tonglen, by being Shenrezi, to welcome Shenrezi in our hearts. There is a progression, a continuity, which so there is a, which is why it is the frontier between Mahayana and Vajrayana. I would like to know,
dans un milieu laïque et concernant la spiritualité universelle,
concerning universal spirituality,
quel était le problème,
what was the problem
de ce qu'on appelle
of what we call
syncrétisme,
syncretism,
quand on mélange
when
en fait,
we mix
plusieurs
different influences
pour arriver à la même chose,
to arrive at the same conclusion, and why
ce serait pas
it wouldn't
en fait
be beneficial
pour un laïc.
For laymen.
Y a des bonnes choses
there are good
dans
things
toutes les bonnes choses.
In all good things,
et si on mélange
and
les
if
bonnes
we
choses,
mix good things, there could still be good things.
Mais
but
le
the syncretism, is what we sometimes call
spiritual chop suey.
Spiritual chop suey. A little bit of everything. Everything is mixed together.
Un petit peu de d'amour christique, un petit peu de non conception zen, un petit peu de je sais pas psychanalyse aussi, psychologie, et puis il y a plein de recettes.
There are a lot of different recipes, and we
prend comme ça suivant
and
son
we take
ses goûts
depending on our taste, and we make our
package.
Our package.
Sa formule à soi. C'est ça qu'on appelle
that's what we called. That's what we call syncretism.
C'est, il peut y avoir quelque chose.
There can be something very interesting and useful, but it's very limited.
On est en
because we are
égodidacte en prenant ce qui nous plaît à droite à gauche.
We fuel our ego by taking what we want and leaving what we don't want. This way of fueling our ego in the spiritual way, when we try to transcend our ego in a spiritual path, there is a bit of a contradiction, a bit of a problem. So in spirituality, it's not really good. So syncretism is very limited.
Et amène beaucoup de confusion.
And it's very confusing.
Un petit peu comme si
because it is as if you wanted to study a discipline
une phrase qui vient d'ici,
with a sentence from here, a sentence from there, a sentence from somewhere else, in Chinese, Sanskrit, German, French, Arab, Hebrew,
et tout ça. Vous vous retrouvez avec un texte
you find yourself with a very confusing,
impossible à comprendre,
impossible to understand text.
Différentes traditions,
so different traditions.
Ici d'une tradition authentique, complète et vivante.
Authentic, complete and alive.
On leur
have their internal coherence and methodology, and it is necessary to know how to follow a discipline, to truly transform ourselves deeply and to realize ourselves in an authentic way. It is important to know how to practice, how to follow the unity in diversity, to follow a path, a method in its coherence, follow up.
Fenchen, est-ce que vous avez
Bonsoir Rinpoche, un certain nombre de questions sur
Good evening Rinpoche, a few questions on internet.
Assez générale,
a very general one.
De Lyon qui vous demande est-ce que vous pourriez nous parler de l'origine des tantras?
Could you tell us a bit about the origins of the tantra?
De Lyon, bonsoir. L'origine des tantras,
the origin of the tantra is the Buddha.
L'origine des tantras,
the origin of the tantra is the nature of the Buddha. The origin of the tantra is
la claire lumière absolue,
the absolute omnipresent clear light that we were talking about
et
later on. And tantra has the meaning of continuity. And the specificity of the tantra is to link the and it is this dynamic in where the practice and its continuity is linked to our lives, which is named Tantra. I will be brief.
Because we just have
a few moments left.
Est-ce que vous pourriez, une question de Dechen de Marseille, est-ce que vous pourriez redéfinir le terme tibétain yidam, juste le yi, le dam?
Could you explain what does yidam mean in Tibetan?
En tibétain,
in Tibetan, yid,
la, dam, cha, pei, la. Donc, yid, c'est le yid,
yid
de
is
manas, de mental.
Of mind,
dam
state
cha,
of mind,
mindset.
Damsha has the meaning of link, connection, wish,
promesse,
or
et la,
and la
deity, donc,
is deity, deity linked to the mind. If you want to be more specific, the mind is the mindset, it's the state of mind here.
Merci. Alors, une question de Sébastien du Beaujolais, alors je vais essayer de la... de la dire, mais je ne suis pas sûre d'avoir très bien compris, donc je vais essayer de le faire au mieux. Il vous demande s'il y a un rituel d'union tantrique.
Is there a ritual of tantric union with a deity? And if he practiced Shenrezi? If to practice Shenrezi is to practice all yidam. To practice Shenrezi is to practice Shenrezi. Realize Shenrezi is to realize all yidam.
Yoga
and the yoga of the deity is a tantric ritual of union with the deity. I'm not sure that everyone on the internet have understood what practicing a deity means.
Parce qu'il y a des gens qui nous demandent est-ce que
some of them have asked us, should we practice our lama, can you give us a few examples of practice of deity and how someone chooses a deity? It is good to
la déité
to practice the deity
avec son
that is
source.
Defined with our
et, par exemple, la façon dont nous
lama,
est
source lama.
Pratiquer le Shenrezig,
the way we do is to practice Shenrezig together, all of us, and then to practice another deity more specific. The general training that we acquire in the practice, the universal practice of Shenrezig, is the basis to tackle another deity. And there are a lot of benefits to start with the practice of Shenrezig because it is extremely essential and simple. And we can continue with it until enlightenment, realize Shenrezig and all the Yidam.
Je suis un peu perdue parce qu'il y a vraiment beaucoup de questions.
Si vous en avez beaucoup, peut-être qu'on continuera demain.
If we have a lot of questions, so we will
rester avec nous tout ce
we will keep them for Thursday.
Nous continuerons demain.
Donc demain, normalement, c'est le soir des pratiquants.
We will ask all these questions on Thursday, the day when we ask where we can ask any question.
On décalera. On n'est pas.
Décaler les jours, vous voulez dire?
Alors,
ça devient compliqué après.
Est-ce que là, on va créer des perturbations si on décale la programmation?
Oui, je pense. Est-ce que ce serait possible peut-être de considérer que jeudi prochain sera un jour de questions-réponses?
Alors voilà, jeudi prochain,
voilà.
Nous répondrons.
Et comme ça, on reprendra les questions qui n'ont pas pu être répondues à ce moment-là.
C'est une sage mesure, je vous en remercie.
Je vous remercie.
Un instant de contemplation, s'il vous plaît.
And now a moment of contemplation.
Sarva Mangalam.
Good evening, everyone. Goodbye.